Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Biwa Kwan. Officials in New South Wales have urged people to continue to get tested for COVID-19, even as the state recorded zero locally acquired cases in the last 24 hours. Seven new cases were recorded in hotel quarantine. Acting Premier John Barilaro says testing is crucial and he would like to see that number at 30,000 or higher.
Now the 22,275 tests, can I just say thank you to everybody for coming out? Because, you know, without that, we're not going to be able to make the decisions we do as a government. But we do need to increase those numbers.
Masks are now mandatory in certain indoor settings like shopping centres in the Greater Sydney region. There's a $200 fine for those who don't comply. Health Minister Brad Hazzard urged people to follow the rules.
I have noted that there have been some demonstrations in the last 24 hours indicating that some people don't like the idea of a mask. Well, if they don't like the idea of a mask, stay home or stay outside. You don't have to go into the shopping centres and put other people at danger.
Victoria's coronavirus outbreak linked to a Thai restaurant in the Melbourne Bayside suburb of Black Rock has now expanded by three cases to 24. Acting Premier Jacinta Allan says 32,468 tests were processed in the last 24 hours.
We'd also like to acknowledge there's plenty of building owners and managers who have opened up their premises to assist with this extra testing effort. This is a whole of Victorian community effort. We're seeing the Victorian community respond really strongly and we're really proud and pleased with these results today.
India could begin a nationwide vaccination program as early as next week. It comes after the country's regulator approved two vaccines. A country of more than 1.3 billion people, India has the second highest number of COVID-19 cases worldwide, of more than 10.3 million. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has warned the United Kingdom of more lockdown restrictions in days to come, as the new COVID-19 variant puts pressure on the country's health system. The UK government also insists parents should send children to school, but teachers' unions are calling for a switch to remote learning. Mr. Johnson says he's not opposed to tougher lockdown measures. United States President Donald Trump has been recorded telling Georgia's top election official to find enough votes to overturn the election result. The Washington Post released the recording of a phone call between Mr. Trump and Republican Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger.
The people of Georgia are angry. The people of the country are angry. And there's nothing wrong with saying that, you know, that you've recalculated. So, look, all I want to do is this. I just want to find 11,780 votes, which is one more that we have, because we won the state.
Since the election on the 3rd of November, Mr. Trump has repeated claims without providing any evidence that there has been widespread electoral fraud. Joe Biden won Georgia alongside other swing states, winning 306 Electoral College votes to Mr. Trump's 232. Australian A-League football club Central Coast Mariners has scored successive wins to start a season for the first time in 13 years. The 2-0 victory against MacArthur FC puts the team at the top of the A-League ladder after coming last in the competition last season. Coach Alan Stajic says a lot of hard work has gone into the result.
For us to be able to fight and scrap and show the resilience we did, it just shows what a football group can do.
I'm Biwa Kwan. This is SBS News in Easy English.